from the Xfinity Studios at WVON. We're your original social media. You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Curry on WVON AM 1690.
How mama used to clean somebody else's house just to buy me a new pair of shoes. I never understood how mama made it through the week when she never ever got a good night's sleep. Oh, one of a kind.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. I'm Cliff Kelly. This is America's Heroes Group, and we have America's Heroes Group Roundtable. She serves, she matters, partner, she voices, coalition, sister soldier, she vet inspire. This is something that, of course, she does all the time. May is Mental Health Awareness and Asian American Heritage Month. Today is Saturday, May 9th. I am the host, Cliff Kelly, our executive producer is Glenda Smith. Our digital media producer is Manny Cordozari, and our assistant digital media producer is Titus Williams. And we're on now, of course, from 5:07. And panelist call-in, Wanda Petty, retired U.S. Army veteran and known as Sister Soldier, president and CEO of She Vet Inspired. And the discussion today, creative ways to stay afloat and having to adjust with less staff. And we are always pleased to have her with the problem here, with the health problems, of course, oh my goodness, you know, everybody knows about this. Anyway, how are you?
Hi there. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm surviving. We all got to do that, don't we?
That's important, sir.
That's right.
We need you. We need you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So tell us creative ways to stay afloat during this this situation.
Well, you know, I was thinking about this, actually, this pandemic that we're experiencing. And the many ways that listeners can do to things that they can do during this period to help them to stay afloat. Now, we already know that the grants that the governments have granted have stipulations. And so the unemployment checks are not kicking in the way that they thought they would. And the businesses are not quite being supported in the manner that they thought they would be without having to meet the standards of the loans and having to pay them back in a short period.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to look at it from a different angle. And so let's talk about the small business owner or the business owner who operated a business that previously conducted their operations in a physical building. Well, we know that that's not possible right now, but we want them to start thinking beyond what they offered as a physical service and see how the market has adjusted. It's important to really, so one of my backgrounds is my bachelor's degree is in change management. And so it's important that we really start to shift our mindset with what's happening now and not so much as try to press forward with what we had, but mm-hmm. look at new ways that we can offer the same service or a service that is comparable to it. Perhaps a lot of these restaurants, so let's just talk about the service industry. For the restaurants who were serving, you know, food physically, they can't do that now, but maybe they had some form of a sauce that they served, that they sold separately.
Mm.
And they, you know, it was a different product. They had a product that they offered that they sold inside the store. Well, now is the time to start marketing that. get online and start marketing that, and maybe start a YouTube channel or get on Facebook or something like that. Start sharing recipes or perhaps something that they wanted to kind of do to just keep their hands, their finger on the pulse of their business to start generating revenue until they figure out what they want to do. So it's not the time to just give up and say, I don't have anything to offer. What can you offer in a systematic way that will bring in a residual and allow you to still have something coming in that perhaps maybe even can generate income where you can start hiring and bringing on some of your staff that you knew were dependable?
Well, that was that was going to be one of my questions. What should employees do while waiting to return to work? And is there a guarantee that they'll have a job to return to?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. No, there is no guarantee because, mm-hmm. for one, when you look at most establishments, they're opening up, but they're opening up with half the amount of staff, if that. Some of them, I heard yesterday, organization had Avalon, bread business, had 113 employees, and they were only able to bring on 13 since they allowed them to begin to open up the doors again. So we know that the amount of staff and the amount of space that is normally open for 150 customers to come in will now be dwindled down to maybe 10 to 50 customers at a time. So there won't be as much staff needed. So that's why it's imperative for everybody to start having a mind shift on how they can begin to do something else and prepare themselves for creating their own opportunity, not even just waiting for their employer to call them back, because they may not get called back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They have to begin to start thinking in the mindset of how can I prepare myself and stand out among so many thousands of people. We have 20 billion people who have filed for 20 million people, I apologize,
sure.
who have filed for unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
And so these people are up against all of the 20 million who are all now looking for a job, perhaps in the same field or in a new field. And we have to recreate ourselves. It's about recreating ourselves. So not sitting at home, just wandering around and feeling like picking up the pity party and getting in that groove, but start thinking about what ways can I learn, what ways can I begin to enhance the education and the wisdom that I have that's going to allow me to stand out. Start revising your resume. And we're moving into a generation now where things will really be, it'll be internet-wise, you know, broadened on the internet spectrum. So we have to start conforming ourselves to how is the networks and how are things shifting as far as that goes, and what can we do concerning that? And I believe that education, preparing ourselves for that shift and being ahead of the game instead of waiting for someone else to take charge of our future is the way to go.
Very interesting. I tell you, it's going to get even more so. Our call-in number, WVON call-in number, 312-374-8130. And, of course, as always, we'll be pleased to be talking to Wanda Petty. What else do we need to know here?
So for the employee who is actually waiting for the employer to call,
mm-hmm.
again, we talk about the project management and how that's going to be able to help them be able to work remote. It is so imperative for someone who is now recognizing that we're going to a remote working economy. Whereas, as I mentioned, the jobs are not so much physical anymore because we're still trying to figure out how can we bring employees back to a work environment in a safe way. And many employees are not ready to go back and work in an environment where their health is at stake. And they've become accustomed to now spending that quality time with their children mm-hmm. and being able to have that flexibility. So to prepare one's way for remote work is definitely a need. And when we can do that, when we can show that we are organized, we have an entrepreneurial mindset, because when you work for an employer who has a remote business, they want to know that you're able to help their business grow and that you can move things forward. And if you can't prove that you've been enhancing your abilities and your skills during this time while we've had so much time on our hands, and if that you haven't done anything or if you're not knowledgeable in that, it's going to put them out of the game. So we have to get prepared for that. And one of the ways that SheVet Inspires is creating space for individuals to be able to learn how to do that. And it's important for business owners and the employees, because if they don't know how to run their business in a remote economy, that's just as bad. So you want to talk about getting the basis of project management under your belt so that you and your employees can begin to know how to move things forward and be able to stay afloat in this economy.
Let me ask, are folks staying afloat? 26 million Americans filed claims, as you well know. Are these claims being met?
Some of the claims are. I've heard that they're, you know, some people have said, yes, I've received my stimulus check, I'm getting unemployment. Mm-hmm. But as we know, Cliff, that a lot of them are not, and it's not enough to sustain. It's not enough to sustain the lifestyle that many Americans have had. Mm-hmm. And I want to speak, I heard someone speak a little few minutes ago about veterans and their stimulus check and how the mayor of Chicago was addressing that. But the Department of VA has said that anyone who is receiving disability, they don't have to file for a stimulus check. They automatically are qualified for that. And on May 5th, I don't know, it's a little late now, you can check the VA website, but mm-hmm. Whereas if you had dependents, you need to go on there and just double check so that you can get the adequate amount, because each dependent was worth $500 additional. And in lieu of that, if you haven't filed your taxes in 2018 and 2019, then it's more important to go on there to make sure that they have the correct information to deposit the stimulus check. So, and I want to just say this one thing.
Sure.
That if there was any level of wisdom in that, that if we have the opportunity, that stimulus check, whether it may be $1,200, to reinvest it in something that is going to help us get ahead, that's a worthwhile investment, because it's planting seed for your future. Mm-hmm. So oftentimes people think that I only have this much, I have to hold on to it. But if you begin to think about how if you sold that, what could you come out of it? It's a lifeline. So I wouldn't say to use it all, but work with your lenders and see if you can work something out. Many of them are given 90 days before a payment is being made or something of that nature. And use that to find an affordable training that you can get the edge on. And SheVet Inspires, we have some training that range anywhere from $35 and up for an individual to get trained so that they can have the edge on learning and position themselves so that they can stand out in this economy, whereas people are all looking for or competing for the same job.
Makes sense. So, by the way, WVON call-in number is 312-374-8130. You can call in, get some great information from someone who really knows what she is talking about, and we're so pleased to have her with us. What else do we need to know?
Well, I just want to encourage everybody, you know, prayer works. Mm-hmm. I'm a believer. And I just want to, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. And oftentimes when I found myself in a situation where I felt like I may have been in a corner, I had to just ask myself this one question: do I love God? And if the answer is yes, then I have to trust him. I have to trust him. So the trust is not in our own ability, but the ability of him being used through us to be able to make it through this, to give us the wisdom that we need to be able to follow the path that he guides us in. And in that, we have to make it, because his word doesn't come back void. So that's the best advice that I could give anyone, to really just trust God in this process, reach out, and get a support system. You can contact us, watch our shows, and we really try to give you information that will help you to be able to get the courage you need to make wise decisions and connect you to the people that will be able to support you in the process of whatever it is that you're going through. So I really appreciate you just giving me this time to share, because this is really, and also this show is not just for me. This show is for other women veteran and women in the military community who have a voice, and you have something you want to share that you think is also imperative. Now is the time for you to begin to speak up. You know, we're connected together so that we could create this platform for you. There's no better time for you to get out and say whatever it is that you have to say that is going to help someone else, because somebody needs to hear what you have to say.
And you have done such a great job doing that.
I hope so.
Oh, that's great.
I hope so.
No, you definitely have. Give us a close. What do you think is going to happen here?
Well, I think that we have a large change, a huge change before us. But again, I say, when we equip ourselves for what's to come, when we equip ourselves and not stay stagnant, when we equip ourselves to always be willing to rise higher, and that means to be your highest best, and that means to have to be open to wisdom, knowledge, and allow God to use you, that you can make it through anything. And this is not something that we all won't be able to make it to. We'll be able to make it through, but we have to be able to be willing, and I say willing, to rise above the circumstances of which we see and begin to see with our spiritual eyes what God is providing opportunity for us to be able to live the life that he's created us to live.
And the great thing that you have done, as you always do, and you're doing the same thing today, are creative ways to stay afloat during this problem, right?
Yeah. We have to start thinking outside of the box. There's no time to sit and whittle away and wonder, woe is me. It's what do you have in your hand? I'm reminded about the woman who had the last bit of oil. And Elijah told her, first serve me, then you go and you feed your son and you and your daughter. I mean, you and your son. And she found that she had a multitude and that she didn't wither away and die, because she used wisdom and she followed the wisdom that the man of God told her to follow.
Isn't that something? Yeah, that's right. So there are creative ways to stay afloat during this problem, correct?
Yes, it is.
Let's take a quick call from Miss Coleman. Hi, Miss Coleman.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. How are you today?
Good. Yeah. I'm an Army veteran, too. I just wanted to give some gratitude to my sister soldier there, to let her know that her words of encouragement were very good, and her information on being proactive during this time and utilizing stimulus money that you may have received, and just her ideas of being productive and being positive were very much appreciated during this time.
That's great.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Ms. Coleman, are you doing okay?
I'm doing fine. I'm thankful. Also, I'm part of the National Women Veterans United also, and a part of a lot of different organizations. I'm retired, Sergeant First Class, retired. 25 years is just good to know that we're out there and we're doing things.
Beautiful.
I'm just thankful and being safe and trying to send the same message to others to be safe, stay home, and cover when you do go out.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the call. Really appreciate it. Parting words, Madame? Miss Betty?
I just want to say, you know, everybody hold your head up high. You know, today is another day to be grateful for, and it's all going to work out. It's all going to work out.
I want to thank you for your
great
words. Okay. Thank you.
Peace.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Hi, we're the National Women Veterans United, the proud sponsors and partners of the Americans Hero Group.
Our mission is to ensure that women veterans are aware and have access to their VA benefits, resources, and entitlement. We monitor current or pending legislation that may impact VA eligibility and services. And we provide a safe place for women to come relax. We have a meditation room. They can get food, clothing, housewares, whatever emergency services they may need.
We're the only Women Veterans Center in the state of Illinois. We are members of the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, National Guard, and the Reserves.
Governor of Talk Radio, your executive producer wants to know, where can I go for delicious shrimp? Any suggestions?
Absolutely. The one and only veteran business owner, Harris Gulf Shrimp, at 7448 Vincennes. I personally eat there. The price and shrimp are nothing other than fantastic.
Thank you, the one and only Governor of Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.